Друзья, команда «Десяток» на конгрессе подготовила эту часть.
Dear friends, the 10 team for the convention prepared this part of the lesson, and now I'm going to read from the lesson of today, from the beginning of the lesson, the words of Rav. And now that we have come to the convention, in order to build this connection between us here in Europe, we need to search for such things. Differences, unpleasantness, a lack of unpleasantness, even hatred. This, the fact that I don't accept them as they are, but I am in contact with them only because the Creator brought us and wants for us to be together. The Creator is announcing that we are together. The Creator is announcing that we're connecting together. And we have 2 days till the convention. We necessarily need to hear this lesson, like Rav said, a minimum of 10 times. And in order to strengthen that, we would like today in the workshop to try together to scrutinize how we can hold on to the essence and what do we need to attain in this convention, which is unity. And for us, we're going to be about 900 friends there who speak in more than 10 different languages. There's no kind of one language that everyone will understand. With that, during the convention, we will sit together in tens. We can add to that the fact that when we talk in one language, even when we're talking in one language, we sometimes can't understand one another. This gives us some picture of the distance that we have to overcome. At first, let's concentrate on the following. We just arrived at the convention. We're sitting in a circle in which we don't know anyone. But we know that everything is happening in the way that it's happening in order to bring us to connection. So the question for our workshop is, depict to yourselves what happens when I sit with friends from different parts of the world. What inner changes do I go through? Again, the question is, depict to yourselves that what happens when I sit with friends from different other parts of the world, Kli? What inner changes do I go through? Let's go.
Internal changes I go through when I sit with friends from the world is that I don't know them and maybe rejects them and I feel remote, so I have to start putting in the Creator between us and pray that He will cover all the separation and distance with love.
When we sit with people from all over the world, the question is, who are these people and what am I doing with them?
Right, and the importance of the occasion and the gathering rises above the importance of the goal.
Maybe we could say that in itkalelut, incorporation is what's happening. And we have an opportunity now, specifically from these differences, to see how we build a true connection which is above the bodies.
It's written in the essay about how two friends connect when they are equal, when both of them want to benefit. So if both of them want to benefit the same thing, want to get the same thing, and they understand they are interdependent, and there's no other chance for them to achieve the goal unless they build this connection between them, of connection. So that's a healthy basis when there's a purpose for the connection and a need for the connection.
We go through a rainbow of states, and in the beginning there's excitement, impression from hearing friends from all kinds of other places in the world, and we talk about the goal. We go through a certain impression from that, and then excitement, hatred, all the different variety of states as we go through this attempt to reveal the greater between us.
The most important is in these attempts to connect is to think who is setting up these things and why and how I'm supposed to correct the flaws that I see in order to add in love.
And these faults are not faults in the friends or in the environment or something like that, but what's being revealed are the inner shatterings in me, like Rav taught us that we were moving to a greater 10. It's like a zoom in to all the inner shatterings that exist in me, and then I can simply see them in a more precise way, and also we can work above them, as we learned in the first part.
And every remoteness and distance and alienation that is revealed to me from the friends is an invitation to bring in the upper force that connects us.
And just like now in the workshop, we see sometimes the friends is great and sometimes the friends is small, and we need to rearrange it so that the Creator put us together in this good section, and each friend here is the greatest of the generation, and we need to rearrange the importance of this assembly and what we're doing together and who arranged this state for us.
It's when we see all the opposites between us, we can start building a kli, because you have something on which to build it. You have something over which to ask, turn to the Creator, and then you can really start working on the connection.
Yes, and I'm really excited about this convention. It's really not a convention like we describe a convention. Convention has taken on a completely different meaning for us. It's like a real intensive morning lesson that we're coming to work in a great condensed way. And it really depends on how we enter it. But this preparation for the convention should be with such an atmosphere that every little peeps that I see, I can't even find the word in English. It's like, to me, it's already a gap. It's already something that bothers me to connect and a reason to connect to the Creator. For every smallest of things.
During the lesson, Dudi asked a good question about friends who will be in their organic group, who will not experience the gap physically. And I've said that if we do a good job and be included in everything that's happening there, the distance will not separate us in the sensation of the gaps. Because the gap is not external, it's very internal. Between being busy with myself and knowing that we're all connected and need to cover this connection with the feeling of the old me and the hatred that is in me. And this requires that we connect and pray together and make efforts and get help from above.
And really this desire for us to be in connection with operating upon this, and then we will be revealed all the opposite states, and from that we will be able to work in above time and space. And it really depends on how much we want to truly be in one connection, in connection with one another.
We all have to be with attention and care and preparation to cover everything that will be revealed with love, so we don't cover up, but cover.
Europe is the opportunity to discover Babylon. And by revealing Babylon, we can come to a state in which we don't understand one another. we can forget that we are all part of that same soul, and we're searching for the same goal. Which leads us to the next question, and the question is, when we don't understand one another, what do we need to do in order to maintain the connection? Again, when we don't understand one another, what do we need to do in order to maintain that connection?
There are several levels of treating to a feeling of disconnection. First of all, to really try to stay with the friends and be with them on the physical level. And number two, and probably more important, it's to understand that the situation was sent to us from above, and now I can turn to the Creator. I have a reason now. The shattering just manifested, and now I have something to build on.
When we don't understand one another, what can we do in order to maintain that connection? We need to ask the Creator to help us penetrate the heart of the friend, which we don't understand in words, and to feel the yearning in him to adhere and be similar to the upper light.
To remember that we are connecting the pieces of the soul and not the bodies, so it's an opportunity to overcome the external manifestation in order to connect internally to what the Creator set up for us.
אין כזה דבר שאנחנו לא מבינים זה את זה. יש אני לא מבין אתכם. יש פגם בי שאני לא תופס אתכם.
As a matter of not understanding you, there's a fault in me that I don't grasp you. What does it mean I don't perceive you? Not what you have to say, but what the Creator wants to move through you, to pass onwards. And so what we have to do is to turn back to Him. And to simply murmur, bring me, do for me, it's not worth anything. But rather we truly needed the force of connection in the ten to nullify more and to incorporate more and to crystallize into one ten so that we will be able to grasp it. All that's missing is for us to hear Him.
I've said we have to bring there's none else besides Him into any situation. He's the one who creates the situations and solves them. Maybe the reasons why the breaking is revealed and the misunderstandings is only so we would come to this conclusion that it comes from the Creator and to turn to the Creator and to bring the Creator into our lives through the circumstances that are revealed to us.
He is first and He is last. Everything that is revealed needs to have a request to the Creator upon that. If I don't understand the friend, then ask the Creator to understand him. I'm indifferent, then ask Him to awaken your heart. You can ask for everything.
This is why He prepared everything, so we have the right reaction to Him. So we have to be sensitive and give this feedback to Him, constantly turning to Him, not work it out on our own, and all those confusions.
And actually, in this process, do a true scrutiny of what my intention is by me sitting with the friends. My intention is, my purpose is to understand and connect and integrate them. And even if I don't understand them, if we have the same intention, we're connected. And it's truly another degree of rising beyond the intellectual understanding of yes or no.
From what I've said, I wrote this through the friends, the Creator and I can speak to each other, and I need to learn this language.
And we're talking about spiritual love, not corporeal love. And that which fills me with pleasure is different here. If we're advancing towards the necessity and understanding of the greatness of the Creator, we have to know that we're in spiritual love.
I don't know what else to add. When we don't understand each other, what should we do in order to maintain the connection? What's important is that we don't fall into I'm working here. We need him here. We need the Creator every step of the way to help us see that the flaw is in us, to see that he's standing behind everything, and help us not cover up things, to say that everything's okay and fall into the degree of just smiling. But to really do spiritual work, overcome, and be as men at the Congress.
To keep that connection, I heard Rav talking about guards and policemen, and he had some kind of explanation, and it ran away from me. What's the role of the guards along the way? Because we need to understand that we're always asking the quality of bestowal from the Creator. It's a reality we don't know, and for sure, it's in darkness. For sure, each of us is afraid of this unknown reality, and what the reward one is going to receive from all this exertion he gives forth. And for him to love him in that new state, that's why we have to establish those guards and policemen. And if anyone remembers how Rav expressed it, in short, I'd be happy to.
I don't really remember it, but I remember something else he said in the beginning of the lesson, that in the end, the goal is Dvikut with the Creator, adhesion with him. And this is, for this reason, I want to annul before the friends.
And now, as we spoke about what we need to do in order to maintain this connection, we will connect this. To a commitment that we will take upon us for the convention. And the last workshop question is, how are you planning to keep this connection throughout the whole convention? And we ask that you write this down to yourself as a reminder. I'm saying this again. How are you intending to maintain, keep this obligation towards connection throughout the whole convention? And we ask everyone to write this so that you could use it as needed. Please.
I've said, don't lose this point. What am I saying? What the Creator wants to show me. It's all a theater that the Creator is playing with me. So I will be the kli for revealing him. There's none else besides him. This is what we have to keep the whole Congress, not to pay attention and start thinking that what I see in the friends is the truth, to understand that it's all a game he's playing with me, and have to turn to him all the time.
And a nice method for doing this is to think all the time how to serve the friends, how to care for them, how to give them. And then a person has no choice. He's simply not in the nonsense of his self and is engaged in caring for his friends.
Remind ourselves the connection and not forget. We do it with words and pray that the Creator will, that the friends will remember it.
This says that we are not loosening our intensity of preparation, and we're raising the importance to not miss the opportunity of such a special convening.
We already know the Creator. He'll make us forget it, so these reminders and all the words will not help us if there's no malvut between us. Even in the workshop, I can speak to you and be in my own world. So we need to wake each other up and remind each other. As Rav said, I think he gave us a higher dosage of the medicine today. To hear the lesson we just got today 10 times, that was the most important directive we got today. More and more and more, so we know how to deal with every moment so we don't miss out.
I also don't hold lists. I notice that if I put lists, it resolves me from making an effort to remember, and then also the lists disappear. It's only a certain tidbit of knowledge that we were going to some big event, and you have to dissolve inside the event, inside the friends, inside what Rav is brewing for us there to simply dissolve. Leave the brakes and all the thoughts and some garbage can on the entrance and enter with an open heart and absorb.
We should do what the friends are asking, what they expect of me. As a result, ask for strength from the Creator, and what happens at the Congress. In the meantime, we should do the utmost preparation on our part, make every effort, and put our hearts and desires into it.
We learned that before you need to make a covenant, so we need to decide between us that, and summarize that this is what we're doing, this is what we're going for. No matter what he gives us, we want to organize ourselves that we're not forgetting anything that he's organizing for us. So he'll be the guarantor. He has to take care that we don't lose this.
Yeah, we have to make a covenant and be navut and decide that no matter where a friend is physically during the Congress, we're going to watch over each other and ask the Creator and promise that we ask the Creator that he will sign it.
It could
save us from the dispersed thoughts if we return throughout the days and the moments that we have again and again to the lesson. Here, another minute, half a minute, that will give us light in life.
Yeah, and if we have a chance to think each moment what gift we can give to the friends now, this will keep the flame burning.
And
I rely on the Creator that just as he's revealed this new state, he'll also guide us throughout this whole convention, and we will constantly greaten him and praise him and be happy that this is his convention. At first we thought it was the European convention, our convention, Israelis, Arabs, so it doesn't matter. This is a convention of the Creator who's doing an immense act for reality, and we're for the first time realizing that above languages and mentality and cultures, above everything, even the antisemitism, the greatest hatred that could possibly be. So we will thank him for rewarding us with this.
There's another angle, which is to keep the state of connection, that in order to keep the state of connection, we have to be preoccupied with the friends to see what their mood is, how I can add to their spirituality, how I'm concerned with their situation, and I care about them, how they are taking the Congress, and how I can help them get stronger in their inclination toward connection and avut.
And even if it doesn't exist in me, that's what I want to exist in me.
I'm very sensitive to what awakens in me, to what the friends every moment. I won't forget that. And he will awaken things that are more powerful, especially in a Congress like Europe with all the preparations. So I have to be sensitive to the reaction. He awakens things, and I have to see how I relate to it and cover everything with love.
And we will really try, like the friends already said, to listen as much as possible to this lesson we went through today. Rav said 10 times. Yalla, let's do it.
And when we listen to it, we should try to seemingly push Rav's words into the hearts of all the friends in the world.
Let's help one another and pray.
Да, дорогие друзья, спасибо всем за семинар.
Yes, dear friends, thank you everyone for the workshop. Now we're going to ask the groups to put up question marks.
Чем можно больше групп, так попросим.
And we would like to hear as many groups as possible. We ask that you speak clearly succinctly and share your impressions from this workshop as a preparation for the Congress. We would really like to hear Vienna. Our friends drove there from Lithuania, Latvia, from Poland. There are friends there from all those countries who joined the Vienna group. We would really like to hear them.
Знали, что будет что сказать нам. Да, часть товарищей уже на кухне.
Yeah, they knew we'd have.
Yes, they knew we would have what to say. So some of the friends are already preparing the meal in the kitchen. Some are translating. There's a feeling of a true convention. The friends spoke and said that what helps is that there are many friends here. There will be many friends in the convention. And also, the building here in Vienna is helping. Many of us are here for the first time in the center in Vienna. We're from many countries here, and we can talk in different languages, actually.
There's
a sensation of convention here, of a congress here. You enter to the center here, and it's like you're entering the congress. In every detail, you can feel the concern of the friends, the greatness of the goal. Everything is immersed with this. It's without words. It strengthens the common yearning, everything that has to do with our path. And the friends will add.
Товарищи, которые к нам приехали, мы даже не знали, что вот товарищи из разных стран. Мы думали, с Вильнюса приехали товарищи, а тут оказывается и из Литвы, из Польши тоже. Latvia.
We thought only friends from Vilnius would only come, but friends from Poland came as well, and Lithuania. In short, the whole of the Baltics came here. And it seems like the Congress is going through us, and part of the Congress is staying here, and wrapping our part, taking our part, and all of us will come to this great Congress, and we will unite above all the differences. And another friend from Kiev and from Moscow, and they too will add.
Congress определенно начался. Здесь такая мини-модель этого конгресса, мы его.
Okay, friends, the Congress has started. There's a mini model of the Congress here that we tried. It's something amazing. This is the next degree for us. So let's bless everyone in this new step that we've done. I want to thank each and everyone for the investment he's made, and hopefully we were a good example to everyone.
Announcements. You're invited to watch a recorded lesson today at 5:30 p.m. on Sviva Tova. We thank our viewers on TV and have a good day. Intro course in Kabbalah. Kabbalah Alam Campus is delighted to invite you to intro lessons toward starting a course on learning the basics of Kabbalah. They will take place during November all over Israel. Entry 30 shekels, VSOP. For details, call 1-700-519-219 or go to camp.co.il. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and great nights. A song. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever
together, and we'll see a brand new